Well, Steve, well done. I mean, after losing the toss, it couldn't really have gone a lot better, could it?
Yeah, it was a top day, Trevor. We were really pleased to bowl them out. We were going to bowl anyway. We felt there was a little bit in the wicket, but really pleased with the bowling group. I thought Richard Jones and Gareth Andrew, both their spells before lunch was excellent, and they deserved the wickets, but Alan Richardson after lunch was also exceptional, and it's nice that they shared the wickets around.
With Richard Jones in particular, obviously, as you say, he had a very good spell before lunch. Sometimes, perhaps, it might be a criticism in the past. He's had a good spell like that and then is unable to sustain that. But he did that today, really.
Yeah, he did that today. And that's obviously the things that we've been working on as well, and just trying to get him a little bit more consistent. But these things take time. But he's showing some signs of doing that now, as is Gareth Andrew. The way Gareth bowled at Blackpool was, you know, sustained quality spells of bowling. And He backed that up as well today with a great spell. So, you know, that's what we're trying to work on, with the consistency. And Alan Richardson's a great example of that, is that every time he seems to bowl, he bowls a good spell.
Pressure's what it's all about, and you built up that pressure on them, and Hampshire didn't really have much of a response at the end.
Yeah, I think we bowled good line and length, and there was some quality bowling and a little bit of help from a two-paced wicket, but also a couple of the batters crumbled under the pressure, and so you would question the batting. But you know, I thought we thoroughly deserved to bowl them out for what we did, and then with the bat, I thought we set about it in a really positive manner. There was some good running between the wickets, and there was a good opening stand, and Vikram played positively at the end there as well, and you know, James Cameron dug deep, so we're in a reasonable position in this game, and we've advanced it forward, which we needed to do because of the rained off day yesterday, and there is more rain around, I think, over the next 2 days, so we've got to play some good positive cricket, and if we can get ourselves in a position where we can bowl them out again and take the points, then that'll be great.
James Cameron obviously coming back into the side for this game, so a little bit of pressure on him. I mean, he rode his luck a little bit at times, but the fact he's still there at the end doing his confidence the power of good, I thought.
Yeah, definitely, and it is one of those wickets that you probably don't ever feel in, because it's difficult to time the ball because it comes at different paces, and so that's the simple, because it's two-paced wicket, some green bits and some brown soily bits that don't really react in a positive or quick manner, and I think because of that you sometimes dig yourself in a little bit of a hole batting, and it's easy to throw it away, but thankfully he didn't throw it away. He did ride a bit of luck at one stage, but he's still there, and you know, if he can carry that on tomorrow and be the sort of mainstay of the innings and the rest can play around, then hopefully we'll get a reasonable score and get them batting points.
Kemal Roach, when we spoke this time last night, or you know, about 22 hours ago, you weren't quite sure what the situation was. Always had a bit of a smokescreen.
Yeah, it was a tiny smokescreen, that one, Trevor. No, I mean, look, we're very lucky in many ways that we didn't start yesterday, and it meant that we could get him here and play him and announce him in the team for starting today. But so we were a bit lucky in that sense, but also got to commend him for his efforts, because it's not easy coming off a plane overnight and being picked up early morning and driven straight to the ground and getting your registration forms sorted out and then going straight out there and bowling the first ball. And you know, he wanted to do that. He was pleased to help out. He knows we're in a position where we've got to try and stave off relegation, and he wants to help. So, you know, a lot of credit to him. We put his head down for the last 3 hours of the day or 2 hours of the day, and hopefully he'll be even fresher tomorrow.
Final point, you always talk about winning sessions, don't you, when we have discussions throughout the season. Big session tomorrow morning. If you get off to the right sort of start tomorrow morning, assuming the weather plays its part, you can really set the tone now for the rest of this game.
Yeah, exactly. That was the real highlight that we put in today, is that whether we bat or bowl this morning, that we have a big session, and we did have that, got them six down. And you're right, we've got to do that again tomorrow with the bat and try and get over in the first hour in particular. And if these two are still together after an hour, then we will win that session.